Hello, everyone, and welcome back again to the final revenue podcast of 2024. I am your host, Kara French, here at Lucky Podcast number 13. I cannot believe we have reached the end of 2024 and we're producing our final podcast. It just absolutely blows my mind. So thrilled to have you joining us today. Make sure you visit our webpage at www.billingplatform.com/podcast to check out all of our previous episodes. We are so glad you've joined us, and we are here with Morgan Stanton. Morgan is a principal product manager here at Billing Platform, leading our revenue recognition product, and a two-time guest. Morgan, welcome. We're thrilled to have you back.
Thank you for having me. Very excited to be here with you and everyone else listening.
Yeah, that's great. So can you believe it? End of 2024. I can't believe we're saying this. Here we are again.
The time flies. I feel like it's like Q2 24 and it's already now in Q4 wrapping it up.
Time flies when you're having fun. In the monetization and billing space, it's been a really busy year, especially at Billing Platform.
It has. It's been a tremendously busy year. All great stuff. Growing the system, the solution, customers, the company itself, it's been an exciting year.
Yeah, it's been exciting in terms of, I know the internal work I see behind the scenes that the team has been doing, the analyst recognition. It just really seems like the space is growing and sort of the future is bright. So just, I know I always take a different perspective on it. So just from your end, what were some of the key big things you saw happening at Billing Platform this year?
Yeah, so at Billing Platform, I mean, we've been growing our company. We've been building out our product team, our engineering team, our implementation capabilities. I think some of the key things beyond that have been a honing in of our vision of where we want to take this product in the next 12, 24, 36 months, and what parts of the market we want to go after with those new capabilities. And it's really all about kind of in the market as a whole, there's increasing demand for solving and automating more complexity. And that's really where our efforts have been spent building out product capabilities. And what we built this past year has been specifically targeted at that. I think we executed well, and we have those, built out resources within the company now to, go after and build things out even more aggressively in the years to come.
So with all of this expansion of just sort of people at the company and the is there an expanded or quicker pace that these things are coming out, or is it just the improvements themselves have been, sort of driven by market demand? Is the pace there?
I think for us, the pace has always been there. I think that's one of the strengths we've always had, even with, several years ago, I started back in 2021 here at Billing Platform, and we had a small team, but every single person was extremely motivated and capable. And we kind of deployed those resources very strategically to build things out in a really and release to market at a really fast pace. Yeah. And what I've seen now that we've grown the company more is continuing with that pace, but being, challenging ourselves and releasing kind of more robust functionality. So in terms of features, we've always had a pace, but in terms of how big those features have been and the impact of those new capabilities, to address the needs of our customers and prospects out in the market, the scope has increased.
Right. And these are, very complex things, what I would say blue chip companies, partnering with Billing Platform as customers, it's just really exciting things on the horizon. And those are sort of, we're meeting their requirements and, providing them with the capabilities that they need to get the job done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So speaking, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit, Morgan. So we're talking about capabilities, Billing Platforms specifically, new things that we've had in revenue recognition and in all areas of our product and platform. So what are some of the key things that you think in 2024 just sort of make us stand out?
Yeah. So I think to kind of lay the framework or context down here, in 2024, we've seen it kind of in the market as a whole, or the industry as a whole, complexity in rev rec use cases and revenue management use cases as a whole increase. And that's not to say the business models have become more complex, but I think it's more of a increased expectation for revenue management systems to tackle and automate more of those business processes that
Right.
weren't necessarily automated before. Or maybe, you know, if we think about ASC 606 and the revenue accounting standard, there's flexibility in the standard. There's lots of practical expedients built in that allowed and still allow companies to kind of simplify their accounting to make it more operational and not have such a huge burden on you know, accounting and finance teams to kind of reach their numbers. So in the past, I think a lot of enterprises out there have taken those practical expedients, not just because they provide kind of an operational benefit, but in some cases they actually had a negative impact from a financial performance perspective or the presentation of financials, but they needed to
Right.
do it because they needed to operationalize it. And so now, as the industry has matured, and capabilities have increased in these solutions in the market, companies are going back and saying, okay, well, now we want to account for things, you know, more properly without these practical expedients. And it will actually improve the presentation of our financials, you know, within adherence of the accounting standard. Can you automate this for us now? And you know, if you can't, we'll go out and find a system that can. And with that in mind, you know, the things and features we've built and released this year have been focused on addressing those kind of increased needs. You know, and some of those things specifically include our new standalone selling price profiles and analyzer functionality for you know, tackling way more complex standalone selling price calculation use cases, and not just doing, you know, performing those steps, but also automating it and making it much more intuitive for non-technical users, you know, accounting users, to actually go in and run the system on a daily basis to do that. And another big one is a new rules-based framework for automating contract modifications and auto generation of performance obligations that kind of makes it way easier and more intuitive to use compared to our previous workflow-based approach. And then kind of last thing top of mind here would be the introduction of our residual standalone selling price functionality that tackles, you know, automating some of the edge cases there with residual standalone selling price that not necessarily all enterprises need, but there's a significant amount of them out there that have, you know, that edge case they need to tackle, and now we have that functionality.
Oh, wow. See, I was expecting just one. You gave me three off the top. That was great. I wasn't expecting all of that. So it seems to me, and it's just maybe since I've been working here in this space, and I know I'm not as well versed in any, your CPA, you're so well versed in the standards and everything. Are there platforms, or there changes within the platform as it relates to like how people are, you know, you mentioned accounting or someone who's not as technical, right? Is it easier to get it when it's like that? Is it easier to get buy-in from everyone sort of across the board to use the platform and the system and sort of making it a more cohesive model across the entire company?
Yeah, I think that's spot on. And a couple factors come to mind here on that. And that is, there's kind of two boxes you need to check. Can the system perform or solve this use case? Like, technically speaking, can it do it? Yes or no? Okay, check that box. Then the next box to check is, okay, well, how easy is it going to be to one, configure the functionality, and two, use it on a regular basis? And you know, some solutions out there have their out-of-the-box functionality, and there's lots of, you know, there's guardrails on there to keep you safe from kind of veering off. But then there's also just limitations, right? So
Right.
some solutions out there deliver a piece of functionality and it does XYZ things, and that's it. That's all it can do. And if you need it to do Y or Z, you jump right into customization, right into, okay, someone has to go write code and totally customize it, which makes it non-configurable, not future-proof, and extremely hard to maintain.
Yeah, that's not growing with you or changing with your business very easily.
Exactly. And you need a lot of in-house resources, well, either in-house development resources or technical assistance, kind of, you know, a consulting firm or a specialist from the solution, almost full time to kind of be there with you to maintain the system.
Yeah, that's a lot of handholding that has to happen there.
And it's expensive, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you have cross-functional teams at enterprise companies, you know, some, you know, people from accounting, finance, billing, payables, as well as the in-house technical IT folks, you have to get buy-in from all of them that they have the resources to kind of holistically implement, maintain, and run the system.
Mm-hmm.
And in cases where the system is too complicated to maintain or too complicated to use, you're either going to not get buy-in from the IT organization or you're not going to get buy-in from the accounting and finance organization. So
right.
having and introducing solutions that are both configurable without customization and easy and intuitive to use are going to get buy-in from the non-technical and the technical folks.
Right. And that's, I think that's key. As so many people sort of think about 2025, thinking about, you know, looking ahead to the future, it's like, okay, we've got maybe this portion of our monetization ecosystem covered, but now we, like you were talking about, we need to tackle the whole thing, and getting that cross buy-in from every department is sort of essential. So if anybody out there's listening, I asked you this last year, you know, I'm going to ask you again though, what is some of the processes or just sort of plans that you need to be thinking about if you're looking to say, hey, in the new year, we're going to really reevaluate where we are just with our monetization platform?
Yeah. I mean, so for one, look inwards first, look at your company, your organization, your processes, and kind of map them out, right? Like map out all the systems you're using, all the teams involved, and identify your pain points. Your what could go wrong. Back in my audit days, that was the first thing we did. I identify risks and the kind of pain points or what could go wrong in this process and why and how much resources are we dumping on that pain point right now to address it? And that's kind of where your inefficiencies are. And those are all of your opportunities to find a solution out there that can alleviate those pain points and kind of decrease the money that you're spending to automate and operationalize your kind of revenue management.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have that strong understanding, that foundation of, okay, here's our use cases, here's our requirements, here's our pain points that we need a system to specifically address these, then you're ready to go out to market and look at solutions. You have your questions prepared, you have your needs well understood and articulated, and it's going to be a kind of a much easier process when you're talking to, you know, solution engineers and product folks with the solution that you're looking at to hone in on, is this solution right for us? Is this going to address the specific needs we have? Because there's a lot of, you know, marketing material out there on all the solutions, and quite frankly, all the marketing material looks great for most of the solutions out there, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
But the marketing material isn't at the level of granularity to get all of those questions answered. It's
right.
Really,
it's not always the full picture specifically for your needs and what you have going on.
No, it's kind of it helps lead you to the conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then once you get there with from a technical perspective and a use case perspective, you got to dig in. So that's where once you have your needs understood and articulated, you can have those conversations with the solutions out there. And the enterprises that I see most successful in that process of finding the right solution come to the table with a lot of information that is relevant to addressing their pain points, because that's going to save them money. And you know, after that, once they pick the solution and then they go into an implementation, they have a lot of things prepared to ensure that implementation goes smoothly. So that's kind of the biggest recommendation I can make is go in with eyes wide open and the information you need to get the answers you need.
You had mentioned about all the marketing materials, and I'm a part of that here at Billing Platform. Another thing that we have is great relationships with analysts and our analyst reports. It's a big part about what we do. And so that kind of got me thinking. So if the whole team has come together and they're, we've gone through the reports, we've gone through the material, we've done an RFP, we're ready to go. What is the best thing you can do internally now that you've decided on the solution that you want to move forward with and the platform you're going to use, to get everybody on the same page with sort of one goal in mind? Because let's face it, this is a big, this is a big, long, process if you're not correctly prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the way things can go south in implementations, there, you know, it all sources back to a few things, and that is having all the organizations within your company moving in the same direction. You know, accounting, finance teams, billing ops, sales, you know, the IT, the whole shebang. Having everyone move in the same direction with the same objectives in mind and offering up the requisite resources within your organization, whether it's IT, whether it's accounting, to get the job done. And you know, the implementations that I've seen that are less successful than others, there's a key group within the company that doesn't have the resources they need. Or they have the resources, but they don't offer them up, you know, with enough time or headcount to do that job correctly. And you know, in some cases, companies don't have, you know, smaller companies don't have all the resources needed. And in that case, it's a matter of saying, okay, we don't have those. We know we need them. Let's go out and find, you know, consulting partners to offer that up so we can achieve those objectives. So that's one thing. And then project planning, you know, our implementation team and our partners have project planning, but there's also a project planning component, I think, internally for companies to ensure that they are providing everything they need to kind of the implementation project team. And you know, that because there's competing needs within the company that are outside of implementation projects, and you need to keep the lights on, right? So there's some planning involved there to ensure that, hey, we can keep the lights on, we can continue doing everything we need to do outside of this project while still providing everything we need to execute this implementation project well.
Is there something that you've seen sort of in the last year? Like, I don't want to name specific customers or do anything like that, of course. But that in implementation that's been really successful, that something that they did that was unique or different.
It's a good question. Yeah, so this year, oh, actually last year, we introduced our new standalone revenue recognition solution, and that is kind of utilizing all of our revenue accounting and automation functionality without using our billing solution. And so we have a few customers there, and one of them comes to mind where they came to the table with every resource needed to ensure the success of the implementation project, and everything from internal IT folks who have a solid understanding of kind of the flow down from CRM to billing to accounting and revenue recognition, all the way down to the ERP, and all of the technical constraints from a data perspective, from an integration perspective, and then also bringing to the table all of the subject matter experts on accounting and billing teams that understand all that data coming through the systems, what that data does, what it's used for, how it needs to be used, and how the system, in this case, just revenue recognition, how the system needs to work. And they came to the table with all of that, and our implementation team then kind of took that information, worked in partnership with that customer, and implemented efficiently, all on time, and the implementation was robust, had all the guardrails it needed to address, internal controls from a financial reporting perspective, as well as automating the whole process all the way down to integrating journal entries and GL down to the ERP.
Oh,
And as a
wow.
result, go live was on time, and the first monthly close after that, a customer came back to us and said, "Yeah, we're now saving time. You're automating the process, and it was a smooth transition." So I think that's just a testament to, implementations. It's a partnership between the customer, the product, and implementation teams, whether it's in-house or coming from the solution or coming from a partner. If everyone works together with all the information needed to get the job done, it gets done. It gets done right.
Exactly. So, thinking about 20, we're ending 2024 here. A lot of things are wrapping up and concluding. 2025's on the horizon. What's next in the billing space? Look into your peer into your crystal ball, Morgan. Dig deep. So, in 25, I mean, obviously some things never change, right? Keep your customers happy, improve your business, reduce churn, recognize rep, all those things. AI looms large, I think. That's been a focus for us here at Billing Platform, and it continues to be a something that we're going to focus on and highlight. Is there anything else exciting coming up that you want to tease for 2025?
I mean, AI is a big thing. I think there's differing opinions on how AI will impact the space, in the next 12 months, in the next few years. I think the sky's the limit with AI in the long term. But there's certain, certain people out there that are weary of introducing AI into their financial process.
Sure.
For obvious reasons, because there's a lot at stake here. I'm a CPA, and with that background, you have a fiduciary duty and an ethical duty to reach the correct numbers.
Sure.
And so I think for AI specifically, in the next 12 months, let's say, and specifically a billing platform, we're really gearing up to leverage AI to maximize the ability to get everything out of the system, whether it's navigation, whether it's generating insights on data to better, understand and guide the team towards doing certain things, generating certain types of reports, things like that, to speed up and make more efficient existing processes, and kind of squeezing out more insights from data in the system than before. Not necessarily using AI to do any calculations, but maybe using AI to provide recommendations that can provide direction for teams to go and perform things, validate,
Right.
test, all of
Insights,
those.
yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like an AI assistant rather than AI replacing. That's
Sure.
what I see in the next year. I think long term, as AI develops, I think we'll go further than that. But I think that's a fantastic place to start, especially for risk averse users in the accounting space, where they can gain confidence that AI, they're using AI responsibly, but
Right.
also very effectively.
Right. Effective and ethical, and making sure that everything is still in compliance is key.
Yep. So that's on the AI front. Now, in terms of kind of what's on the horizon in 2025 for billing platform, specifically in kind of the revenue space, I think it's the name of the game here is, as I mentioned before, tackling more and more complexity. A lot of the enterprises out there that have implemented solutions have brought in, 70, 80, 90% of their operations, accounting and revenue recognition into a system and automating it. But there's always those edge cases where maybe the sales team had to get very creative in contract negotiations.
Sure.
And it's a very unique contract that doesn't conform. And they're still accounting for those in spreadsheets in some cases, or parts of it in spreadsheets. So we're geared towards releasing new functionality and solutions that bring in that last sliver, that last chunk that's not automated yet.
Okay.
And whether that's expanding capabilities of our rules framework, I mentioned before, this year we introduced a new rules framework to automate the creation of contract modifications, auto generation of performance obligations, the SSP analyzers, and expanding those and introducing a few more rules frameworks there that are, for one, configurable. We don't like to release one trick ponies. To automate the process from order to billing, to accounting, all of the intricacies of month-end close, reclassifications, and all of the reporting implications on that, we'll be introducing a slew of new capabilities to make it easier to automate all of that complexity.
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, it's been the saying since I've arrived, it's the saying in the space, automation is key. And the more capabilities we have there, just the more successful your business and everything about the monetization ecosystem is going to be. It's just.
Absolutely. And one more note there is you can't just release new capabilities that automate something without kind of a suite of features to support it, right? So it's one thing to mechanically perform calculations and reach numbers. It's another thing to provide full auditability of that automation. So yes, a system performed all of those actions, but someone needs to go back and verify those numbers. So providing auditability and providing the necessary reporting on top of that for the teams to actually close the books more quickly and more accurately is something that we'll be introducing with every new kind of automation feature.
Oh, that's great. That's exciting. It just seems to me like things continue to grow and evolve, and as like you said, the needs change and evolve. We've got the team and the resources to do that and to sort of pivot where needed to continue to grow with our customers, which is really exciting as someone, working in the space and working for a billing platform.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Morgan, it's been so great visiting with you. Thank you again for being a two-time guest. We always love getting your perspectives and insights here on the Revenue Podcast. We want to connect with you. Make sure you are following all of our social media pages. And as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, check out our brand new business website at www.billingplatform.com. And make sure you check out our new podcast and new podcast series coming up. We've got a little surprise for you kicking off in 2025. So stick around, make sure you don't miss a single episode. We will be back then with new topics, new insights, and of course, new perspectives on all things revenue. Thank you for listening and for having your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever makes you happy with us. Cheers.